After the events at Mercy Hospital this week, I'm sure we're all very aware of our need for a grateful heart. And it reminded me of a book I read a few years ago, one of my favorite authors, Anne Lamott. The book was entitled, Help, Thanks, Wow. Anne said that these are the three essential prayers. Help, thanks, wow. We ask for help because we have these needs, we give thanks, and then we are in awe and amazement and praise for God's goodness to us. And we can certainly relate to that need to ask for help. Our petitions are certainly a big part of our prayer. But I was kind of struck by the fact that she claims that giving thanks is an essential prayer, a necessary prayer. And it got me thinking about how we give thanks. Do we think about Thanksgiving as something that's essential, that's necessary? Certainly we think it's a good thing to do, it's praiseworthy, it's certainly a positive thing to be someone who's grateful. We should work at getting a grateful spirit, you know, thanking Aaron for helping, thanking Darren for all he does, thanking Dave for keeping our building together. You know, all these people who make our church go, it should be a part of our mindset to give thanks, because quite frankly, the experience is that criticism and complaint come sometime trump giving thanks. So it's good if we can get that mentality of giving thanks. But is it essential? Is it essential? Because when people are generous, they don't do it for the recognition. They don't do it for the acknowledgement. Certainly it's good to get the acknowledgement, but it's not why they do what they do. They do it for the love of God, to respond to God's presence in their life. So maybe in life, Thanksgiving is not essential. It's a bonus, you know, it's a good thing. It's like, you know, pie a la mode, not turkey and biscuits. You know, it's a nice side dish, but is it essential? I think in the spiritual life it is. Maybe not in our social life, but in the spiritual life. And the gospel, I think, tells us why. When we look at this story of Jesus and the 10 lepers, the way that St. Luke describes it, this is like a happy coincidence. Jesus just happens to be going through this village when he bumps into these 10 lepers. And they take this serendipitous moment in order to issue the first prayer, help. You know, Lord Jesus, Master, Savior, have pity on me. Now, we don't know exactly what they meant when they said, have pity on me. You know, were they looking for a handout? Were they looking for a word of forgiveness? Were they looking for some advice? Were they looking for a healing? We don't know. And Jesus doesn't explore with them that. He doesn't unpack what does have pity on me mean. He just sends them on their way. You know, you go show yourself to the priest. And it's while they're on their way that they realize they have been healed, that this prayer that they had, this cry for help, was answered in a healing, and one of the ten comes back, and the unexpected one, and gives Jesus a word of thanks, and he says something very interesting. He says, well, your faith has saved you. You don't have to thank me. Your faith has saved you. And so when we look at that story, what lesson I think we're supposed to draw is that it might have seemed like a chance encounter when Jesus bumped into those characters, those 10 lepers. But there are no chance encounters. There are no accidents. That everything in our life is a providence. And that God has planted certain people in our life for a reason. And it's going to be different reasons for different people. You know, this person perhaps is someone who can help me on my way, give me guidance and direction. This person is someone that can needs a little direct, need a little chiding, needs to be pointed in a different way, and I'm supposed to do that. This person is going to be a help to me. Whenever it is, all these people that have been woven into our life are there in the providence of God, and we have to certainly give thanks to them for them, that God has sent these individuals into our life. And we then have to heed that message as Jesus lived in his own circumstances and go on our way, not knowing how it's going to turn out. Because of our great confidence that the God who sends us on our way knows what we need better than we do and will give us something better than what we asked. That's what the lepers experienced. Have pity on me. And Jesus gives them something better than they even had imagined. So we have to give thanks then that we have a God who sends us on our way with that blessed assurance that we're in the hands that love us and care for us and make sure that we end up where we need to be. So this is a season when we're reminded of how essential, how necessary it is to give thanks, because it's our way of really expressing our faith in God. Your faith has saved you. Of course, for Catholics, Thanksgiving is at the heart of what we do. We gather every Sunday, every time we gather around this altar, in a Eucharist, which of course is the Greek word for to give thanks. So giving thanks is what we do. It's who we are. We are Thanksgiving people in our very worship, in our very prayer. So we have to give thanks because we have a God who sends the sun to warm us and the water to wash us and the wind to cool us. We have to give thanks because the Lord woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We have to give thanks this day because Jesus came to share our humanity so that we would be invited to share in divinity. We have to give thanks that God has given us brothers and sisters to forgive and to be forgiven by. We have to give thanks, for God is good all the time. And that's why the last prayer after we say help and after we say thanks is wow. Amen?
Amen.